I felt a strange kind of interest in the Martians, and I wanted to see them again. I was afraid and curious, but in the end my curiosity won. I wanted to look into the hole, so I walked in a big curve until I could see tentacles like the arms of an octopus waving near the cylinder. I saw a Martian lift a thin stick with something that looked like a mirror on one end, which turned and moved. What were the creatures doing? Most of the people were standing in groups, and I noticed a neighbour of mine.
"What ugly creatures,"
he said over and over again.
"What strange men from Mars."
We stood watching side by side, and then I climbed a small sand hill to get a better view. As the sun disappeared, people started walking slowly towards the hole. They moved, stopped, watched, and moved again. I went a little closer. A larger group of people, including Ogilvy, Stent, and Henderson, were moving towards the cylinder, carrying a white flag. They had decided these creatures were intelligent, despite their horrible appearance. They wanted to show the Martians that humans were intelligent too. Suddenly, there were three flashes of light and some green smoke. I could hear a hissing sound, which changed to a humming noise, and a black shape rose up out of the cylinder. There were some strange flashes of heat, and many people in the group carrying the flag were turned to flame. I saw them fall. Each man lay dead on the dark, smoking earth. The others ran away. Then the hissing and humming stopped, and the black shape disappeared. It had all happened so quickly as I stood silent and still. The flashes of light had killed so many people, but I was still alive. I couldn't see any Martians, and the only visible thing was the stick with a mirror on the end. Suddenly, I felt real fear. I turned and ran. I was afraid of the Martians, but also of the dusk and the stillness around me. I ran, crying silently like a child, and I did not look back, afraid that this mysterious death, fast as light, could jump out and kill me. I thought about the heat ray as I hurried home. It could kill quickly and silently by using intense heat to destroy. About 40 people lay dead near the hole, but many had escaped. Later, people from neighbouring towns who hadn't heard about the deaths came to see the cylinder. The Martians attacked them too, but they were lucky. A low, sandy hill saved them when the Martian turned the heat ray on the crowd. The heat ray went above their heads, setting the tops of the trees on fire.